Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Cheers! Happy birthday!
Thank you!
Cheers to 25.
25 years of age.
She has a fully developed frontal lobe, y'all.
Yeah, I think it's like I'm going through some growth spurts today, too.
I love that for you.
It's like my head hurts, but I think it's just the pollen.
Pollen, developing frontal lobe, the world will never know.
I'm not sure.
So I decided to make watermelon mint margaritas.
Yum.
Yeah, so we've been on a fresh watermelon kick in our family.
Wait, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so Sam's been buying watermelon and cutting it, and Lila loves it. And so I like saw the watermelon in our fridge, and I was like, I'm going to use that. Fresh watermelon.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to take a sip.
Okay, so cheers again. So good, right?
That's incredible.
Yeah. It turned out so good. I am obsessed.
Oh my God. I would buy this at a restaurant.
It's your tequila, by the way.
That's fine.
Allie loved tequila at my house, like, for my birthday. That's what it's from.
It's like, you know how you, like, have things at, like, different people's houses for, like, yeah, when you're there? You have tequila here for me in case. Yeah.
So.
That's really good.
That's what I used. Yeah, and it's really good.
Love.
Yay. Cheers. Okay. So that's what we're drinking. I will link the recipe in the description. Like, it's from a website.
Oh, your nails are cute.
Yeah, I painted them to go for really more for Saturday than for today, but they definitely need to match the drink. They're like a watermelon pink.
Super cute. That's really good.
So, yay.
I'm glad you like it. Make that for the party. Like, batch that. But
you could totally batch it. The hardest part is cutting the watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And having that, because you just muddle it up into like juice essentially.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part is muddling the watermelon. But I mean, it could be done.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
So yeah, it turned out really, really yummy. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing.
Okay. I'm prepared again this week.
Oh, lovely.
Whether they're in the right order again. Oh, but my phone's at 1%. Cool.
Oh, okay,
cool.
For sure. Maybe screenshot it and send it to me.
Okay, even though that's not fun, but that's okay. Watching?
Okay, I am going to dive deep into watching. So do you want to go first?
Okay, let me go first while my phone, before it dies, because I do have some notes. Have you not watched Sister Wives?
I watched a couple episodes. What's it called?
Okay.
I
don't think season 2 is as good.
I don't want to say I don't care as much, but, like, I feel like all of their drama is already, like, on social media that, like, I don't even need to watch it to know what's going on.
I said that exact thing. So I understand that there is going to be a delay, right? That's just how life works. Mm-hmm. But the fact that this was like October, November, December, I'm like, we've had 5 months of life since then. Like, so much has come out that I'm just like, it's not really all that interesting to me.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel like it's like a car wreck I can't look away from, and I like need to know how it ends.
Well, Sydney Wade and I were like working the other day in the living room and just like had it on the background.
Yeah,
and
I remember when I was talking about the French Ballet Show and I was like, I have to pay attention. This was the opposite of that. I could not just sit and watch it. I had to be also doing something else.
Yeah, I don't know. And I was like, I'm not entertained in the slightest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'll probably finish it, but like, it's not.
Yeah. Some of the other things I wrote down. First off, I still can't tell the difference between Jesse and Demi. Like, when they're right next to each other, I know which one's which. But sometimes when it's, like, just one of them, I have to, like, it, like, hurts my brain to figure out which one is which. They, like, look the same to me. So I keep subtitles on so I can see the names.
Also, like, thinking of Jen having 3 kids under 3.
I also wrote that down. Okay. They are also so young. Some of them. I mean, they're all younger than me.
Jen is 23.
Yeah. Some of them are, like, 25.
Jen is 25.
Michaela's 25.
Yeah.
They're so young. Yeah. So young.
Did you watch the episode?
I mean, I watched all of it.
Okay. The way Taylor's family was defending Dakota.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, that's not how that works. Like,
I was
like on her side.
I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Even if she is in the wrong, like, you're not, like, oh, God, that was, like, painful.
Yeah, that bothered me, yeah. Her family, to me, like, her mom and all the work she got done, I mean, you do you. Like, if you want to get work done, get work done. But, like, her mom just feels like, Taylor's mom just feels like she's in it for, like, kind of the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
I also, like, there were some things that felt out of order to me. Like, they made comments on timelines that didn't make sense. Like, they'd be, like, especially with Whitney and the baby. Like, there was, like, an episode where, like, the girls go visit her at the house. I don't know if you saw that yet. Like, Whitney has her baby, and the girls go visit her, and then they have an event, and she's there, and they're like, hey, you're 3 days postpartum and at this event. I'm like, that timeline, it doesn't make any sense. Mm. And again, I know they do that for, like, it's TV, right? It's reality TV. They have to do shit to make it exciting, but, like, I'm going to call you out if you, like, fuck up the timelines and confuse me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Interesting.
One other thing, although you may not be far enough into it, I feel like they did a good job of kind of, quote, like, bouncing around the villain, right? Like, in season one, it was, like, F Whitney. It was all, like, anti-Whitney, like, she's the villain, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They do, again, feel like they bounce around this season, and it's, like, different people have their moments of being the, quote, unquote, villain, and I do like that part of it, is it's not, like, all of us ganging up on one person. Yeah. So, I do like that, but, I mean, I had to know, I had to finish it, but I... Somehow, I'm like, did I really waste 8 hours watching this?
Yeah, I mean, there is a good chance I don't watch
the
rest of it. But also, I forgot to mention, if you're watching on YouTube, my pants are really wrinkly, which Mom pointed out.
I don't even think you can really tell now that you're seated, but...
And I just got a hydrofacial, so my face glowing. Is a little red.
Which I also, again, with the lighting, don't think you can really tell, but... Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Here we go. Let me get my drink.
I have a show that I binged, and it is so good, Lakin, that...
She's using my name, y'all.
Okay. It's called Overcompensating. Have you heard of it? Okay. It's on Prime.
Okay.
Do you know who Benito Skinner is? Mm-mm. Okay. He's, like, gay icon, like, influencer, like... He's, like, really funny. He does a lot of skits, like, things like that. I don't know a ton of details on him, but he wrote it.
Okay.
And he stars in it.
Okay.
And it's basically, this is how I would compare it to, like, another show. You know Sex Lives of College Girls?
I still haven't watched it. Okay, but you know the
premise of that movie? So, it's like that, but for millennials. So, it's like, because, like, the people who are playing the college students are, like, 30. It's so good. It's basically about Ben. His name's Benny. He,
like, his college experience or something?
He's in the closet.
Okay.
But it's not a true story. It's like funny. It's okay. Like a funny comedy, like a little romance. Like, it's just really, really good. You don't think
it's actually, like, based on his life a little bit, though?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I, like, binged it, and I loved it so much. Like, and I don't stay up super late. I stayed up past, like, 11:30 finishing this show because it was so good. And then I post on TikTok after I finish it, and I was like, how is no one talking about this fucking show? It's amazing. Like, I binge it in one night. Benito Skinner likes it. And I was like, so then I post again, and it's, like, me, like, walking around my room, and it's, like, me impatiently waiting for season two of Overcompensating, and he liked that one, too! And I was like, well, the first one I posted just hit, like, 100,000 views, like, one of my viral moments, but I also had a typo, so I wasn't expecting it to happen, but I was gonna fix it, and then he liked it, and I was like, fuck, now I can't go back. It's so good to the point where, like, I want to rewatch it. So I think after we finish Dr. Odyssey, we watch it together.
Okay.
Because I want you to experience it, and I want to watch you experience it.
I want to watch you experience
it. It's so funny.
That's always a lot of pressure, though, because I feel like if I don't like it as much
as you will. I promise you, you will.
Okay.
Like, all the comments are like, oh my God, it was the best show. Like I was laughing, like, 90% of the time. Like, literally, it's so funny.
Okay.
And there's just, like... I think what's so ironic about it is, like the frat guy, for example, it's Adam DeMarco. I don't know if you know who that is, like, actor-wise. Mm-hmm. He's in season 2 of White Lotus, but he was also in, like, Radio Rebel. Like, he's kind of from Disney, and he's 35 right now, but he was playing, like the frat guy.
So they're supposed to be college kids, but they're being played by, like, 30-somethings. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Is it set, like, in current times? Like, it's 2025 or ish? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because they, like,
Okay. Because I feel like sometimes you watch shows, right, and it's, like, they're trying to set it back 10 years or whatever, and then you watch...
Yeah, no, it's current.
Okay, because, like, the ballet show, they, like, reference COVID. Like, they're pretending it's, like, right now.
I mean, they don't I can't think of specific references that, like...
Make it feel like it's right now.
Yeah. But, like, at one point, like, they're, like, rapping super bass, so it's, like...
See, that gives
but
me,
it's,
like...
But it's, like, as a throwback.
Oh, okay. Not,
you'll,
like...
You'll watch it.
I'm pretty sure that song came out when I was in college.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is trying to go back in time. I'm not sure.
Maybe I'll pick up on that more than you will, because if it's like, if they're like my age, like when they were in college, maybe it'll, like, the vibe will give me more.
Yeah. Like, this is the front.
Oh, I recognize him. Maybe I've seen him on, like, social media and stuff.
Yeah, you probably have.
I probably have. What's the vibe of the, like, school that they go to? Is it, like, supposed to be, like, a state school? Is it supposed to be, like, a...
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
It's, like, called Yates College. Mm.
I don't know if that's a real thing or not.
No, I don't think it is. Okay. But, yeah, I think it's just, like, a state school. But, yeah, you've probably seen him before.
Yeah. He looks familiar.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, that's Adam DeMarco. Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
I don't know him.
But, yeah. So good.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we have something to watch. We think we still have, like, 5 episodes of Dr. Odyssey to get through.
That's fine. But also, I started watching a very old show. Like, 2001.
So, like, as old as you?
Smallville.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I never watched it. It's, like, the superhero.
It's Superman.
Superman, yeah.
But, like, Tom Welling.
And it's, like, in the same... It's supposed to be, like, in the same family. Like, all those ABC Family shows. It's, like, one of those.
Yeah, it's super old, but, like, I was, like, saw, like, an edit, and I was, like, oh, my God, he's so hot.
Yeah, he is really hot.
And I was, like, his face card is lethal. You know what that means?
No.
It's, like, his face card never fails. Like, no matter what he's doing, his face, like, always looks good.
Mm. Okay.
Like, he's just very attractive human.
Okay. It's kind of that, like, that phrase you used that one time that was, like, he was written by a woman, and I was, like...
What? Yeah, well...
I still don't really get that.
Okay.
What that means.
That's fine.
Okay. Where is Smallville, like, in...
Hulu.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was ABC Family when it first came out. Because I feel like it's, like, the same...
What are you watching again?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I feel like it was the same world as, like, what's the American Teenager one?
Oh, Secret Life of American Teenager.
Yeah. I feel like it was, like, the same era as those. As that.
Yes. It's a little bit, like,
on
darker.
ABC Family. No, I know it is, but it's, like, the same. Actually, and I think Pretty Little Liars Phase 1, same concept. I think it was all at the same time on ABC Family. Because I would, really? Like, watch them. Mm-hmm. After school. I think.
Pretty Little Liars didn't release until 2010.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking of something else.
Like...
What is the show? I know what Smallville is. But what is the show with Pretty Little Liars then that they, like, overlap to? And they, like, there's, like, another, it's, like, named after a town. And they, like, the characters kind of overlap a little bit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're not thinking of Greek.
No.
God, what a great show.
What a great show.
Like, we don't talk about that enough. We should go back.
Google something.
We should go back to our, like, TV, like, episode because.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I definitely think there were things we forgot.
Because Greek is one of those shows that we can bond over. Because that is such a fucking good show. But I can't believe you still haven't
Riverdale. Yeah, that's the show I was thinking of.
That came out, like, a few years ago?
No, there's an old Riverdale that is that overlaps with 2017.
Yeah, that's a few years ago.
But it overlaps with Pretty Little Liars.
I see the connection, okay. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, tangent.
Tangent. Okay, great. So, next.
While we're on TV, should we acknowledge...
Talk about, okay, Dancing with the Stars. We found out that Alex... I thought they were going to announce the whole cast today. And I was like, oh my God, what a great birthday.
Well, so, when I saw her announcement, it then made me go Google when it was all announced last year. And it was only like 2 weeks before the show started in September. So it makes me wonder. So when they announced Steve Irwin, I thought, well, they had this big Hulu party, right? With like all the different Hulu shows were at this party. And they announced one guy who had a snake. So I thought he was just like a one-off situation. And I was like, they're going to do all of them in the rest in September. But then they announced Alex Earle today, just like out of nowhere. So do we think that they're going to drop like one every couple of weeks until September?
I don't know. I'm excited about Alex Earle. I think I don't think she's going to be as good as people think.
No, I saw her trying to do the like whisk trend.
I feel like she's going to be kind of like Brooke, where she's like a little bit like
super hot, but like kind of awkward and like can be sexy, but not like necessarily good.
I really want her to be with Ezra, but
because the TikToks would just be iconic.
Yeah, the content would be But I also...
Or Ellen.
Oh, I like that too. I almost put Alex Earl in my dream cast, but like she's not my personal dream cast. But also, I totally predicted the Taylor and Taylor thing. I think it's going to happen.
I don't think they're both going to be on it, but I think at least one of them will be.
Well, and like, hot take, like I kind of hope it's like Taylor, well, like male Taylor Lautner because like...
Well, he's more famous. I think it will probably, honestly, I think it will be. I don't think they think of her as probably famous enough.
I don't think so.
Compared to like everybody else that they have on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Just, she is not famous enough on her own yet.
Right.
So I don't think it will be. As much as I loved your idea of them both being on it, but they've been dropping so many hints. I feel like he will be on
it. Well, I saw something about like Brooke Hyland, Brooke and Paige Hyland being like on it. And I was like, well.
We already did JoJo, I guess.
Well, but no. Like, I would, like, come on.
I mean, it's the same. Like, famous for the same reason JoJo's famous.
Yeah, but JoJo also had, like, a singing career.
It does stick with the same annoyance that I even had last season with Chandler of, like, bringing somebody on that started dancing as a dancer. Like, if your original claim to fame was dancing.
But I don't think it was. It was Chandler? Disney.
Yeah, but she got on Disney because she could dance.
Yeah.
Also, did we talk about that?
Always put someone on Disney from...
Yeah, ABC, it's owned by Disney. ABC is owned by Disney.
Yeah.
That we randomly watched Teen Beach Movie recently, and Britt from So You Think You Can Dance is, like, in the ensemble.
So you eat Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, whatever, yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
And wasn't it a great film?
I mean, I've seen it before, but I don't know the music as well as you do. I was a little old for that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we're back to being 9 years apart, y'all, instead of 10.
Oh, God.
Phew! That double digits really gets me for those 2 months. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't like being 10 years apart.
Reading.
I finished Sunrise on the Reaping.
Did you see that Elle Fanning's going to be?
Yeah, the whole cast. Okay, so first off, I think I mentioned this on last week's episode because I had started the book that there's a lot of characters from the more, like, from the regular Hunger Games that you would recognize, like Effie, and some of the other victors that are in the second movie. So first off, the book was great. I don't know if I liked it as much as The President's No One. I think I liked that one more, even with all of its snakes. But it was still really good. I still really liked it. And
I feel like you were leaning more towards this one.
I was. But then it kind of got slow in the middle a little bit. And one of my issues with this one is I think there's almost too many characters. And I feel like I didn't get enough time with any of them. Like, with the exception of Haymitch, which I understand it was his story. But all the other characters, I felt like I didn't get enough.
Mm.
And so that was kind of annoying to me. I don't know if she's planning to do, like, an in the middle of those. Right? So, like, Haymitch and, like, regular Hunger Games. If she does, like, an in the middle one that we get some more of those. But even some of the other, like, Hunger Games characters, which, spoiler but not a spoiler, don't survive. Because otherwise, how would Haymitch win if they survive? I wanted more time with some of them. So it just felt like too many characters that we were trying to, like, develop in one book. And all of the, like, descriptive stuff that she does, which comes out beautifully on film, but sometimes when you're reading it, you're kind of like, okay, like, I get it. This in the arena, whatever. You know what I mean? But they did announce the casting, and it is... I love every single person that they've picked. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, Elle Fanning as Effie, because Effie's supposed to be, like, in her 20s. Like, mm-hmm. young 20s.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who played Voldemort is President Snow. Ralph somebody. I don't remember his name.
Oh, he was in, what was he just in?
White Conclave. Lotus. Oh, was he in White Lotus?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he was also in that Conclave movie about the Pope. But anyway, he is President Snow. And then I'm trying to think. I think all the other ones are not necessarily big names. But if you look at, like, the person that plays them in the regular Hunger Games, mm-hmm. the side-by-side is really, really awesome. So I have a feeling it's going to be a great movie. I mean, they all have been, frankly. They did a great job with those movies.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't started anything new, and so I was going to ask if you had any recommendations.
You can read my book.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask if you had any recommendations from Kindle Unlimited, but...
I think it's, like, what's hard is, like, I feel like as someone who is, like, new to it, it's, you're just so scared people aren't going to like it.
Ellie, I'm not going to not like it. Also, I mean, Do you want to acknowledge that you finished your book?
Yeah, I finished it, but like the bones of it.
That's fine.
I wrote the end.
Right. She sends a text last night, well past I was asleep, that says, I finished a book before 25.
Yes.
And she officially got an LLC.
Yes.
Y'all, this girl. Yes. She's on fire.
Yeah, and I have insurance, which makes me feel like really like
official.
Yeah. It was like out of the service DBA Cloud9.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
the fact that you know what DBA means.
I did it 2 days ago.
Well, yeah, when I
because Sam said DBA and I was like, huh? Yeah. And then I was like, oh. Because
he operates under a DBA too.
Yeah. Yeah. I did finish my book. I'm gonna just say the title.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so for a while it was Begin Again, which I think it still is, but I'm kind of toying with the fact that it might be Beginning Again.
Beginning Again.
Like Beginning Again, because I feel like it might flow better.
Begin Again.
Because the whole like plot is like they're kind of starting over from like whatever. And yeah, I'm very happy with it. I think some like the hardest part is like that last line, but you know, you get so much inspo from Pinterest, like little poems and like little graphics that like say certain things, and I'm like, oh, like this quote that I put in there, give you guys a sneak peek. I feel like I'm at like my book launch and like reading my
like a snippet.
Well, one of the things that she says that I really like is, from the moment you walked into the cafe that Wednesday, my heart became so filled with you, I can hardly call it my own anymore. I don't know if that was a spoiler.
No,
I mean, a romance novel, like, you kind of know how it's going to end, right?
Yeah. I feel like if it doesn't end that way.
If it was a series, maybe I would have, like, killed someone, but.
Yeah, if it doesn't end that way, like, it's a bad book, a bad romance novel, in my opinion.
Yeah. And my favorite line that he says is, I don't want to be without you. I can't live without you. And even if you don't want this, I need you to tell me. But I promise you, I will look for you in every lifetime until we finally stay. Oh my God. He's just like, I love a yearning man. Like a man that yearns. Like a Anthony Bridgerton. Or like a Anthony Bridgerton. Like a man that just like, I can't live without you. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Oh, Anthony Bridgerton.
Not a hard to get. Like,
yeah, hard to get's annoying.
I mean, it's hot for like a second.
For like a half a drink, and then I'm like, all right, next.
Yeah, no, literally.
I'm over it.
But yeah, I'm very excited about it. I will share it with you. It's about 150 Google Docs pages, so.
Well, you already shared the Google Doc with me. Yeah. I can just click on it, right?
Go for it.
Just kidding. Are you reading anything yourself?
So I finished the Windy City series,
woo!
But she just dropped a new one. So now I'm like,
what sport is left?
It's not a new sport. It's one of the characters that's been prominent in all of the books, and now he's like the guy best friend of like all of the girls, and like he's just like
he got finally gets his own book.
Yeah, and now and you know he's always like, oh, I'm like so single, like blah blah blah, and so they like gave him a book.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I'll probably read that, but last night I started The Tenet by Freda McFadden because I think she just dropped it.
Yeah. There's a YouTuber I watched that has been talking about it and said it was really good.
Yeah, but.
So when you read a new book like that, do you buy it? Because that's not on Kindle Unlimited.
It is.
The Tenet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The fact that she can be like that famous while dropping stuff on KU is like kind of impressive. Yeah. Because I could be wrong, but I've heard Sarah Cannon talk about this on her channel, but I don't totally pay attention because I have no plans of writing a fiction book ever. She said, it's like, I think Kindle Unlimited is exclusive. Like if your digital book is on Kindle Unlimited, you can't have your digital book on any other platform. Like Amazon's very like,
yeah,
I gotcha. So, but it pays off for some authors because they get paid for every person who downloads it from Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah.
So just interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how it all works, but.
But yeah, you can definitely.
Read it.
Okay. Give her a read. You'll notice like a couple things I have highlighted. Like there was this one person she runs into and I'm like, who the fuck is this? I haven't decided.
Okay. I mean, Allie, I'm not trying to read it to like judge you for like.
I mean, like I literally, in the beginning, I was going back and like reading each paragraph and like, and I haven't gone back, I think, since like chapter 15. So there could be plot holes out of the fucking wazoo.
And you know, I don't have the capacity to read like that fast. And Sam's going to be out of town for like a whole week. So I don't
know. Well, then that's the thing. It's like, do you want to read it?
No, I do.
In its capacity right now. But like, knowing that like...
You'll edit stuff and that's fine.
I really want to print it. Like,
okay.
I want...
Okay.
I want to print it. I don't have a printer.
Do you know what I'm not printing it for you, that many pages. Get out of here. Go send it to friggin' UPS or, like, whatever. One of those places.
Okay.
Staples. Like, if you do regular, just, like, black and white on, like, the cheapest paper, yeah. It's not that expensive. But what I was going to say, you know what I miss, is Mom's Building having a free printer.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts.
There's a lot of things I miss about that building. But that's right. Free coffee.
Womp womp. Using...
I don't know what I put.
Oh.
I think buying is next. Before using?
Okay.
I was prepared, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay, buying.
What did I put?
You're Lila's flower girl.
No, why do you have your...
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I forgot where, like... Okay.
She's, like, talking into her shirt, like... Okay.
Okay. I got excited about Brando's.
So, it's been a while in the making, and we kind of have put off buying flower girl dresses. And then we bought some, and they weren't right. Like, it was too big. It was too cheap. It was too all the things. And we were trying to avoid buying them from, like, a actual, like, bridal shop because they're just so fucking expensive. Like, it for something that she's gonna wear once, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And so Lindsay finally picked one that, like, she likes and that fits the girls. It does need to be hemmed, but it's here and it's gorgeous.
It's super cute.
It's so cute. And then the company that makes the bridesmaids dresses makes sashes in the exact same color.
Right.
So we bought bows in the exact color of the bridesmaids dresses to go around their waist.
Perfect.
So they're so cute.
Love.
They have the same shoes also from Kohl's and they're super cute.
Oh, you found them. Okay, cool.
We found them. Yes. Eventually Mom had to go to like 17 Kohl's, but like she found them. I'm going to throw Mom under the bus for 1 second. I love you, Mom. She went to like 3 Kohl's in person. And then I finally just said, and this was when we were out of town. Because it was right there. She saw them on Allison at the bridal shower. Allison is Lindsay's other niece. That's the other flower girl. So apparently after that, we were in Texas still. And she went to like 3 different Kohl's and couldn't find them. And then we get home and Mom and I are talking about this. And I'm like, Mom, why don't you just look online? She goes, oh yeah, that's a good idea. I was like, yeah, it is a good idea.
Mm.
Literally finds them in 2 seconds, orders them, I'm like done. I was like, yeah, Mom. So anyway, that's what we're buying over here is Lila's flower girl dress.
Sorry, I'm just reading your list.
Oh geez, of all my notes from when I was watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh no, yeah, wait.
Peppa Pig's mom had her baby.
Yay, Peppa Pig.
Wait, is it a mom?
Is it a girl?
Is it a mom?
Is it a mom? It's a girl.
Yeah, what is this girl spell on everybody recently?
I know. The mom at ballet class with her 3 little girls. I was like, oh, man.
I know.
Girl mom. Girl mom alert.
Okay. See, I didn't come prepared.
That's okay.
Oh, I bought myself a birthday present today. My facial.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're buying.
And it was not cheap, but it felt really good, and it was very relaxing. Literally just, like, sat under the red light.
It's so good for your skin, but they are expensive. I was getting them regularly leading up to the wedding, and I would love to do them regularly. I haven't recently because you can't, like, when you're, like, pregnant, postpartum.
Well, I told my mom, like, whenever you guys do want to do it one time, you should go to where I go because it's the same place I go for my waxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, LOLing at, like, the last, that one episode where we literally talked about bikini waxes and how I was so scared of them.
That was, like, one of our first, like, just chatty episodes.
They still suck so off, so
bad. The fact
bad.
That you go.
And like, I get Brazilian.
Oh, my God.
Every time.
Could not pay me enough.
But I was like, it's super intimate. It's just like the one girl at the front desk and then like the one lady that does everything.
Oh, wow.
And she's so nice. And they do like tanning, all waxing, everything. And it's all sugar wax. And it's like so
well,
awesome.
I when I was getting facials regularly, I was going to a place called Heyday. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's a chain in like major cities. And they had a couple locations in New York. And I just like... And that's why I like saying I like a chain, but I like flexibility. I like sometimes not being committed to appointments really far in advance. Like,
mm-hmm.
like when I go to European Wax Center to get my eyebrows done, I like that I can make an appointment 2 days before and they have availability, right? And I'm not picky about who I see. And that's what I liked about Heyday. And there is one here. It's over by where the storage unit and Trader Joe's mm-hmm. is. It's like across the street. Well, Clybourne. Yeah. So I really like it. I feel like if I ever did get facials consistently again, I would probably go back there. Mm-hmm. And they had like a membership option where you got like a discount. You got one a month, and but it was like extremely discounted if you were a member. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just, I mean, I stopped when I got married and then I was trying to get pregnant. So
right.
You're not like, they're kind of picky about stuff when you're pregnant.
Yeah, it was really cool. I honestly didn't know what to expect.
You ever gotten a facial before?
No.
Oh.
I'd never gotten a facial before. Never gotten a hydrofacial, obviously, before. So I was a little nervous. I didn't know, like, what it really entailed. But it was comfortable the whole time. Like, nothing hurt. It was like, she was, like, vacuuming my face. Yeah. And I liked it. It felt mm-hmm. weird, but, like, it was cool. I was like, can you vacuum my double chin?
That's not how that works.
Well, obviously, but I was making a joke.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway,
I want to go to one of those hair spas or those scalp
spas. Oh my god, me too.
There's one literally like right there.
Let's go.
I want to go like right now. Bye. We're just gonna leave the episode. Yeah. I'm gonna go read the book. We're gonna go to the hair spa.
Yeah,
we're gonna
literally.
Go to Brando's. Anyway.
Okay. You're using the Notes app.
Oh yeah. So I was kind of struggling with this one. So maybe this is a smidge of a cop out, but I feel like I haven't really talked about this. And I was talking to somebody in my like membership community. I use the Notes app on my phone a lot for stuff.
So do I. I like actually, once the new year hit, like I went through it and kind of like
cleaned it up
a little bit. Mm-hmm. But no, it's a consistent thing that I use as well.
Me too. And like obviously my notes for the pod are always there, but then I also have Sam and I have started using it where we have like a running list of things that we want to talk to each other about so we don't forget.
I keep like if I keep really weird things in here. If anything ever comes up, I think I said this at the Bachelorette where like I have to do two truths and a lie. I have it ready to go because
I used to be so good at two truths and a lie before I broke my foot, because I've never broken a bone was like always my truth and it was nobody ever got it and then.
Well, my
I broke a bone.
My favorite one is like no one ever thinks I've been to Haiti, but I have. So. And then you do, like, the obvious ones where it's, like, well, it looks like I used to play volleyball, but I didn't.
Well, I feel like it's totally cheating when you do one that's, like, a number and you just change it by one. Mm-mm. Like, sometimes I do, I have 8 siblings as a truth. But I feel like it's really lame if I do, like, I have 7 siblings and it's a lie
because
that's
stupid.
So mean. But,
yeah,
I do sometimes use that as one of my truths is that I have 8 siblings.
Yeah.
Because it's, like... If you don't, especially if I'm in a place where people don't know me yet.
Right.
Because that's, like, one that people are like, what?
Yeah.
Do we get to say we have 9, or do I get to say I have 9 siblings after the wedding?
Yeah.
Lindsay officially a sister. We should have
her on. Which is literally in 2 weeks. So, that's crazy.
Wait, no. To the next episode. I was going to say this episode will go live the day before the wedding, but that's not true. It'll be the next one.
Yeah.
That's crazy, you
guys. I've been using Fable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I sent you a couple weeks ago, like, my little bookshelf. Yeah. You get to, like, make a bookshelf, which I love, because you can, like, make it your own. And I like it.
Yeah, I still literally have not decided between Fable and Storygraph.
I didn't like Storygraph. Uh-huh. I deleted it immediately. Uh-huh. Fable makes it super easy to import your Goodreads, where
I didn't want to do that on either, because I wanted to, like, start fresh and, like, okay. Didn't want to pull in all my Goodreads shit, but what is the thing I don't like? I don't remember what it is about Fable that bothered me, but I really do want to just pick one. It's so stupid that I'm updating both of them, but I do prefer to give things half stars. So.
Yeah.
I definitely like it over Goodreads for that purpose alone. Because the difference between like a 4 and a 4.5 or a 3.5 and a 4 is huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry. I just had to put play along that I finished it. Oh, now it's asking me my rating. Oh, you can do like 3.75.
Yeah, that's too detailed. Yeah, you can do quarter stars. I don't do that. I just do half.
Oh, how does this book... Wait.
You've never reviewed a book yet?
No.
Oh, this is fun. Yeah, so you give it like an emoji.
This is the emoji I'm giving it.
Okay. And then you get to say like...
How spicy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
On a scale of like, yeah, what's like 1 to 4? And then you get to do other stuff too. That's usually when I'm done. So... I think I'm going to have to wait to give you a birthday present on Saturday, because there's something that I bought you like 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
And I can't find it. Like, don't go into that room over there, because I think I opened every box. I clearly didn't open every box because I haven't fucking found it. And it's got to be here in this house somewhere. Like, I packed it. And I think when I packed it, I was like, her birthday is so far away. I will for sure unpack that box and find it by then. I haven't. I was just like, you know what? I will give it to her on Saturday.
That's fine.
Because that's your party. So that's where we're at.
That's okay.
I'll find it. I will find it. Or I will get something else. I don't know. But I'm kind of mad at myself because I got it a long time ago.
That's okay. No stress.
A little stress. And that's how we ended up with the new Legos that you see, because that was also in a box and Lila was helping me look and she saw those and decided that she wanted them right now. And I was like, I was going to save those for like a rainy day, but here we are. It was a rainy day a little bit, but then she got to play with them for like 5 minutes and I was like, all right, it's time to go to ballet class. Like, we're out. So, but she's good now. She's pretty good if you say like, okay, say bye-bye toys. And then she says bye-bye toys and we leave and she was bye.
She's so happy today.
She's in a good mood today, ma'am. For Auntie Abby's birthday.
Yeah.
She's the best peanut. She's with mom right now. That's why we're able to record in like a random afternoon.
Yeah.
But then we're all going to head over there tonight and hang out just as a fam.
Like, I'm so excited if we go to Brando's low-key.
I'm down.
Well, I got my birthday present from Simi Wade this morning.
Yes.
And she got me a little baby travel karaoke kit.
That's so cute.
And it's this little speaker. And it comes with, and it's blue, and it comes with two little baby blue microphones. And you, like, connect to it, and
you can... How do you get the music?
The thing is a speaker.
No, but, like, how... So you connect it from your phone?
Mm-hmm. So okay. I think it's an app, and they have, like...
Everything.
Okay. And then you, like, choose it. So then I think you see the lyrics on your phone, but it's playing through the speaker.
Uh-huh.
I haven't really played with it yet. But she got me that, and then she got me the two, like, Anthropologie, like, glass cups with the little clouds on them. Because the past four times, I swear to God, I've been at Anthropologie,
Look at them.
I try to find them, and they're just, I can't find them, and I'm like, I'm not gonna order them. Like, I don't need them. But she got me, and they're the ones that like have the lids and the straw, so I can like put my coffee in it and stuff. And then she got me little cloud socks, and then a little heating pad for period cramps that you microwave, and it's a little cloud, and he's fuzzy and cute, and I already named her.
What'd you name her?
Claudia the Cloud.
Claudia the Cloud. Yeah. Like Will's girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah.
Just saying.
I guess so.
Yeah. Our brothers, both of our other brothers' girlfriends are coming to the wedding. Yep.
So, okay.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. I feel like it's different. Like, when Lindsay was at our wedding, first off, they'd been dating for, like, ever and a half, and, like, we already knew he had a plan to propose.
Right.
So it's very different, I feel like. But we'll see.
We shall see. Oh, something about my facial. So after they do it, they show you the, like, everything that came out.
It's disgusting.
Well, I don't think my skin was that bad because it wasn't that gross.
Oh.
It was just, like, a little foggy and, like, it had, like, little, like, clear.
Well, you just have that beautiful 25-year-old skin.
She did say my skin was perfect before she even did anything. Well, not perfect.
I bet she tells everybody that.
Well, I mean, I have good skin.
Yeah.
So do you.
Sure.
You do. We do. We both have good skin.
Yeah. I also, like, put work into my skin, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also 9 years older than you, so.
You don't look it, sister. I think about that a lot, how young you look.
Well, that's really sweet of you, because the bouncers in Nashville most definitely did not. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but, or 2 weeks ago when we talked about Nashville, but we would, like, every bar had a bouncer, and so everybody is getting ID'd, but you can definitely tell the times that they, like, look, like, so I was in line one time, like, with Maddie, and he's, like, looking at the thing, and, like, looking at Maddie, and, like, really in depth, and then I show him mine, and he goes, you're good, like, two seconds.
Well, it was a Kid Rock, because he was purposely doing that as, like, jokes.
I don't remember which bar it was, but yeah. I was like, well, thank you, sir, for making me feel great.
You do not look your age.
But I also don't necessarily look under 21, which is fair because I'm not close to under 21 anymore. But
yeah, I don't think I could pull off 21 anymore. I used like at 23, I was pulling off 21, but really? Now I feel like I'm getting like, well, at work, people think I'm older.
Well, that's just it. There's a lot of context, right? And so I was kind of hoping that all these 20 somethings were pulling me down and he was going to be like, oh, like look at my age and be shocked. But like, no. But yeah, I think it's also context. If you're like, the vibe that what you're doing and the vibe you're giving off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously at work, people are probably like, oh, you're only whatever.
Yeah. Especially vendors. Like, I'll be like,
yeah,
I'm 20, well, 20, now I'm 25, but I'd be like, yeah, I'm like 24. They're like, oh, you could have told me that you were 29. I would have believed you. So I guess it's the way I carry myself or whatever.
So mature, y'all. She's so mature.
She's so mature. In that regard. Oh, wait. Two things. First, we decided on the name of our, like...
We. You came up with it and then just sent it to me. And I was like, yeah, that's cute.
Spill the wine. So...
So funny.
So...
I like it.
Yeah. Well, because it was Sisters Like You or, like, Spill the Wine. And I like Sisters Like You. But I think that could be used for something else later. I don't know what. But...
That could be used for, like, when we have guests, which we eventually need to figure out.
Yeah. So... Someone, so Deborah, yeah, commented, who's like one of our number one fans, commented on our YouTube and said, spill the wine. What's the coolest, craziest, or anything else you did in college, y'all did in college?
The coolest, craziest.
Guess we're gonna be pretty transparent here.
Well, those are two very different words. Like, the coolest thing I did in college and the craziest thing I did in college are definitely not the same thing.
The most, like, concerning thing I did in college, I got so drunk that, okay, well, I can't log into our email, but I don't think anyone submitted any responses.
Well, yeah, so FYI, Allie created a Google Doc or Google Form so that you can submit stuff with, like, more characters than just an Instagram thing, and the link is always there. So if you ever want to submit either a, you want some advice, or you have a question, or you have a topic you want us to go dive deep into, the Google Form is there. We're going to link it in every episode, and you can always spill the wine, and then we will chat about it.
Yeah. I got so drunk that I walked home, and there was a stray cat on the sidewalk, and I laid down, like, fully on my stomach in, like, a red jumpsuit on my stomach, and I have a video of it, of myself.
You set up the camera.
Well, I was, like, face, I was, like, and then I switched the camera, and I was just talking to the cat for, like, a long time. I also fell on my face.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, busted, like, under my lip and, like, all the way, like, down my chin onto my neck. That sucked. And I remember I, like, got back to my apartment and, like, my friends were, like, freaking out, and they literally took a bottle of Svedka and, like, put it on my face to, like...
That gives me the chills just
thinking about that. I, like, felt, like, on, like, it was, like, gross. Gross,
yeah.
Which, honestly, that probably saved me, because I ended up being completely fine. Yeah. Went out the next day, because that's what I used to do. like, what else have I done that's questionable?
She didn't ask the most questionable thing you've ever done.
What's the coolest thing? I think the coolest thing I ever did was plan that gala.
Yeah.
I think just, and we raised, like, over $20,000. I think that, like, was the coolest thing, and, like, that venue...
Is why
while that venue ended up being, like, really stressful for me during that time, because as someone who was in events, like, wanted it to be the biggest and best, like, event ever, but then I, like, got ahead of myself, and, like, the tickets ended up being too expensive, and then I made it into a brunch, well, whatever. But that venue, like, I've worked at, and now Andrew and Lindsay are getting married there, and I really, really love it, so... But yeah, I think that's probably the coolest thing.
I mean, it was technically the summer before I started college, but when I went skydiving, that was probably, like, one of the coolest things I ever did.
Yeah. Oh, like, things, like, we did, like, during college, like, during those years.
I mean, I assume that's what she meant.
Yeah, I thought she meant, like, college specifically.
Oh.
Like, whilst on campus.
Oh. I don't know if I really have anything, like, on campus cool things. I'm sure I do, but y'all, as we discussed, that was a long time ago, and my brain is.
Yeah.
I mean, I graduated college 13 years ago, so.
Sorry, Dion.
That's the kind, I should have read the comments, because I need a, like, I need a prep and answer for something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Guys, I went to a 6 a.m. workout this morning.
That may have been a bad idea. Did your Starbucks that you just finished, was it caffeinated?
Half-calf.
Okay.
So maybe that'll save me a little bit. I just feel a little, like, brain foggy.
That's okay. I think we're good. We'll link the form if you want to submit any questions or topics or advice requests for next time. And if you made it all the way to the end, I think we asked them to do the birthday emoji last week.
We did, yeah. Which is valid.
Because it will be live.
Yeah, I would say this week maybe...
The little lime emoji.
The little lime emoji.
The little lime emoji.
For tequila.
For tequila and lime. And... Or watermelon. Or both. And we will see you next week.
Cheers. Cheers.
She is a fully fell.
Okay.
Fail. Sorry, mom's texting me about
it. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Definitely not.
Let's cut that.
Okay.
As long... the limbo.
Let's just, like, pretend.
Take it for 2 seconds.
Pretend that we're talking about something.
I'm down.